Hello. Welcome to Smoshmouth. I'm Shane.
Hello. I'm Amanda, and we have a very special guest with us, Courtney Miller.
Hello. I'm Courtney Miller. I did not die.
What?
What?
Some people said one of the last things they said that I died, because remember when I did that? Your face was so...
Your wife died.
Guys.
That would be awful if you just came to work
huge
the next day.
Bummer.
You're like, my wife died. Anyways, gotta get this.
If I showed up to work and I was like, yeah, my wife died.
Then killed me.
Then no, you and Angela would be like, we're on the case.
We'd be like,
Shane did it.
Can we come over to your house and just take a quick sweep?
No, it's okay. So someone tweeted saying like, wow, rest in peace, Courtney. She's probably dead by now because of when I did the try not to laugh and I had the when I was going to die in a few moments.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm not dead.
The bit.
Okay.
I know I've been on
the
bit.
Not dead.
Courtney's not dead.
Thank God.
She's referencing a bit.
Because we need you for this episode.
Yeah, it would be really a bummer if we found out that you're dead.
Yeah, for you.
I'd be pretty bummed.
I mean, yeah.
No, but I mean, for both of us, it'd be pretty bad.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Who would be more bummed if I died?
What are you talking about?
Most likely me.
Amanda.
You're not a good person. Guys, don't forget to vote. That's what I want to say.
Yeah,
right
it's
here.
November 4th. Kind of a big deal right now.
Yeah, depending on the state you're in, you can register and vote in the same day.
Yeah.
Check it out. Look it up if you can. If it's not too late.
Yeah, do that. And vote on local things. People mm-hmm. never talk about that stuff, but your local stuff, important. I mean, vote on everything, you know.
But you have so much more impact in your local government.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Anyways.
We opened the episode with your wife dying. Guys, go vote. Anyways.
So today we're talking about, we did this a few episodes ago, or like a few months ago.
I'm so excited. That's me playing the piano and excited.
We occasionally love to check in on the characters that are popping up on each other's feeds, on TikTok, on YouTube, the television, mm-hmm. just people that keep showing up. Because I feel like our entertainment spheres are so different nowadays,
yeah.
like person to person. It's almost like your own fingerprint.
Yes.
That we all have different people. Like when we had Tommy here last time,
mm-hmm.
and Tommy was talking about people that I had never heard of in my life.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I heard of a couple of those because he sends them to me.
Yeah.
He sends them to me and I'm like, oh my God. And then we both get addicted.
Yeah.
But what's crazy about this like new age is that you used to just turn on the TV and everyone was watching the same show. And now your TikTok and Instagram, you have your own, I don't know,
roster.
You're right. Back in the 60s, it was like, did you see Johnny Carson? They're like, I saw Johnny Carson too.
Yeah.
And that's all anyone talked about was Johnny Carson.
I know.
But now it's like, did you see the guy who climbs trees naked? It's like, oh no, I haven't seen that guy.
Where is that?
I made that guy up, but wow. I bet you
he
that's
exists.
A real guy.
I'm sure he exists.
If you on your feeds anywhere get a guy who's naked and climbs trees, let
wait,
me know.
There is a guy who's like that. I don't think he's naked. I think he covers up a little bit, but he calls him like modern day Tarzan or something is a specific name. Do you
that's
remember?
Liver King.
This was a bit ago and kidding. He would like teach you all these like Tarzan moves and he was climbing trees.
I don't think I remember.
I this. Have a weird algorithm.
Okay. No, but also, that's crazy that you
that's
have that.
Awesome. I also think the internet is so big now that it just kind of becomes inside jokes for people.
Totally.
It's not so much like a big meme that everyone knows about all the time. It's like, oh no, this is this thing that we watch and that we know.
Mm-hmm. It's so weird how you'll be on a section of something and something big will happen in that section. And that's, but like nobody else knows about it. Like mm-hmm. right now, it's not as bad, but you know, I end up sometimes bodybuilding TikTok. You know, I end
we
up
know.
In that realm. So there's
you know
a guy.
That's all you watch.
There's a guy who I literally all my workouts are his programs. His name is Jeff Nippard. He's
Nippard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I know it's weird.
Okay.
I know it's weird.
Nippard.
Okay.
Don't say weird. Don't
he's
awesome.
A great guy. He's really awesome. I love his workouts. I've been following his workouts for years. Anyways, he got assaulted by another bodybuilder.
What?
What?
Yeah. Fully.
Huh?
Fully got assaulted by another guy.
He didn't mention that in my email subscription.
Oh, so you follow him too?
Well, he got me. He got me on it.
You're both on Nippard.
I'm not on Nippard right now.
Well, I gotta get on Nippard.
But
and that's my thing.
He's great. He's great.
Hey,
but
what?
Anyways, this other bodybuilder literally assaulted him.
What
so,
do you mean?
Like they were both at the same gym because they often work out at these big similar gyms, and he like I don't know. There's just video of this other bodybuilder walking up and just literally like punching him in the neck.
Punch? Wait,
not a sucker punch to the neck.
No, the whole bodybuilding TikTok is like, how dare you do this? Jeff is like the nicest guy.
Wait.
So Jeff made a video because first this guy.
I didn't know he would be doing beefs.
First, no, Jeff doesn't do beefs. This other guy's on steroids and has steroid
right
rage.
You. You're protecting Jeff a little too much. How Jeff well do you know Jeff?
I'm just saying. So
Jeff
I don't
doesn't
say,
do beefs.
I'm just saying Jeff, so I don't have to say Jeff Nippert over and over again.
Okay.
But anyways, this one guy was like, because Jeff Nippert is a natural bodybuilder. He follows science-based stuff, right? And there's like a divide. Because there's people who are like, oh, there's the science behind this. And then there's dudes who are like, no, the key is just to go in and lift as hard as you can. And that's all it's about. You can, whatever. But anyways, so this one dude, this shitty guy, makes a video kind of insulting, like, Jeff Nippert and all the science-based guys. He's just like, how come you guys are so insignificant and suck and whatever?
Whoa.
And so Jeff kind of responded, making a video, like, kind of critiquing it. And then they happened to be at the same gym one time, and this guy literally, like, kind of comes by, bumps him, and, like, says some shit. And I think he just, Jeff Nippert responded being like, hey, like, what's the deal? What's your problem, man? And he comes back and just literally punches
him. Oh, my God.
And then he punches him, I think he punched, one of them's on video of him punching him, or, like, neck punching him. That's on video.
Why did he do this hand and say punch? Because
this is what he did. That's what he did. He, like...
Mr. Krabs.
If you're on this side of TikTok, you've seen it. But anyways, he does that. He did, apparently did it again, and then he also shoved his cameraman. No, this is roid rage to a...
Whoa! Yeah, clearly.
I've seen it myself
this
at gyms.
This man sniffed that vitamin thing and ran over and...
Well, he just also is pumped with steroids. I've seen it myself at gyms where... This was forever ago, but I saw a guy literally come up to another guy and was like, hey... Can you, like, take your weights off of that thing? And the other guy just responded being like, I'll fucking kill you. Like, and I remember just watching it being like, that's what steroids can do to your brain.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's...
Meanwhile, my TikTok is like freaking Akatar AI. Like, this is what Pharaoh looked
this
like
is
on
one,
chapter one.
This is one corner of TikTok I'm on. I'm also on, like, weird other stuff. But
is Jeff...
He's okay. He's okay. He's and he's as of right now he's pressing charges.
Good.
So
that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
The only fitness I get on TikTok is this one guy who wears the thinnest leggings that are not meant for working out possible.
Love.
And he does butt workouts and he like waggles his butt in the beginning of every TikTok. Waggles his butt.
And that's the guy who assaulted Jeff Nippert.
No, he's kind of Juju
Mufu
coded. But, like, and he's got the biggest peach, and he does butt workouts, and I watch and learn. And I learn. I'm learning. I'm
Can
learning
you
and researching.
Send that to me? Just because I want to learn. I want to learn.
I sometimes wonder why I look over, and Courtney's looking at her phone, and like, she's sweating profusely.
She's just like this. Like, that's a big peach.
Peach talk.
Mine are literally, I don't know what it is. I think my TikTok thinks I'm like a 45-year-old mom of four because mine are all like, hey, only have 5 minutes in between taking your kids to school. Let's try this pump workout. And it's always before and afters. And I'm always like, that's awesome. I'll do that.
Uh-huh.
That sounds great. I don't really work out like, you guys go to the gym. I do like classes. So
yeah.
I don't do that often. But my favorite is, I have bands at home.
Nice.
So my Instagram or TikTok is filled with like a lot of band workouts.
Cool.
All of them are Australian. I don't know why. They're like, all right, mate, let's get those bands going. Terrible accent. But, you know, so that's mine.
Interesting.
Mine are never like roided out bros.
No, it varies. It goes all over the place.
Okay.
But some are roided. And some, look, I'm not going to, some roided out guys on TikTok are cool. They're nice. They're chill.
Sure.
But some are crazy. And this guy happened to be crazy.
Well, yeah, of course, the videos with crazy shit like that happening are the ones that go viral, not like a normal, good, wholesome fitness person.
Yeah.
No, plenty of them are somehow very wholesome. Because I talked about him last time, or I talked about him when we had Chris Collins here, but there's a very famous guy named Sam Sulek who's definitely on steroids, but he's a very chill dude.
Aww.
So there's chill. There's most, I'd say a lot of that sphere is very chill, but sometimes it's not.
How do you counteract steroid rage?
I don't know. Well, the problem is stuff like
a
that.
A book and a
problem
a
is stuff like that is you don't know how your brain is going to react to it.
True.
So that's
Very
what's
true.
Scary about it.
Scary.
That's why I would never do it. Because it's just like, well, find out.
Don't. Please don't do it.
No. I'm not gonna,
I can't imagine
no.
Smosh
doesn't
mouth
need
with
it.
You. Please.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, you don't need it.
No. You don't need it.
You don't need it.
You're already insane looking.
You're insane.
Oh,
how much is your algorithm bodybuilding?
I try to like scroll past it. I I like it sometimes because it's like, oh, like workout tutorials and stuff. I would say it's like 15% right now.
Whoa.
It's a good amount, but it varies. It comes and goes.
Okay.
Problem is that happened, and then it was like all over my feed because it was just, that was crazy. This is still relevant. The reunion just happened, but a lot of Love is Blind reactions and analysis, and also cast members from Love is Blind now making TikToks. But that's there's a character.
They do that.
That's
they do.
That's an initial character to talk about here is
Hannah.
Did you watch Love is Blind?
So I'm like 7 episodes in.
Okay, you're enough.
I'm in Mexico right now.
Oh, you're in Mexico. Okay. You're in Mexico.
I'm a little sad because they got rid of the couple that I was like, ooh, this is going to be juicy.
Leo.
They got rid of Leo. Why
the
did
crazy
they?
Crazy guy.
He was just like, oh my God, I love you. I love you so much. You're so beautiful. I love you so much.
Dude, she's like leaning back. He's like,
she's like, I don't believe that you love me. And he's like, no, I love you. Do you want my jacket because you're cold? She's like, I'm not really cold.
You want to make out right now?
Like, no, that was insane. The producers supposedly were like, yeah, we just don't see them staying engaged or getting married.
Well,
so we
don't
include them on the trip. But it's like, bro, someone posted a TikTok I saw this morning that was literally like, bro, last season you let someone who said they looked like Megan Fox go all the way through. And they did not look like Megan Fox. You embarrassed the hell out of them.
That was like,
I think the producers are sick on that show.
Well, and inconsistent.
I do think they are evil.
They're not sick enough. Let Leo not go to Miami. Let Leo go with, what's her name?
Mrs. Her last name is crazy.
Mrs.
I don't know why I called her Mrs. Her last
name
is crazy.
I also think like that show, the way they edit it, the way they like perfectly like, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what to believe anymore because there are okay people on the show, but you kind of sometimes hate everyone.
Oh, yeah. You just, yeah. I don't know.
This season is especially bad. There is hardly a good dude on there. The dudes this season, bad.
Yeah, they seem
and
kind of bad.
They're pretty
There's
rough.
A couple good ones, like they're calling him Budget Captain America.
But like, but like, what they're getting away with, a little bit of a spoiler. But like, it's like, oh, but this guy's okay. Sure, he texted his ex yesterday, but like, he's a good guy. It's like, the bar is so low.
That's what Love is Blind is, though.
Oh,
is
the bar
is still there.
Hell.
They're like, I can't believe you'd say that. And all he is like, I love hearing your voice. And they're like, oh my God. Like, I couldn't sleep last night. He's like, yeah, I love hearing your voice. It's like, all he has to do is repeat the same thing.
Yeah.
This season of Love is Blind didn't grab me as much. I felt like I was like drowning a little bit. I was like, oh my God, you guys are saying the only one that interested me was Leo because I was like, you're psychotic.
I feel like he weirdly looks 19 to me, and I feel like I can smell his testosterone through the screen of just like sweaty, like college kid who's just like, oh, this girls.
Yes, exactly.
This is the thing. So by the time this episode of Smosh Mouth is out, the reunion has already happened, and I've been telling Courtney I'm already mad because there's been so many shitty people this season, like horrendously shitty people, and I already know that Vanessa Lachey and Nick Lachey are not going to press them or ask any relevant questions. They're gonna just meander around and give people the like the grace, and it's gonna be the most infuriating reunion ever. Maybe I'm wrong.
What?
Maybe I'm wrong by now, but I just feel like they're going to be so nice to the worst people.
Do you think Vanessa got like feedback about her last couple
no,
performances?
She's been shitty for a couple seasons.
I love that she showed up in all black leather, shiny leather, and she was like, somebody like, she was like, Nick, I don't care what they say, I'm going out there. And I'm like, oh,
I feel like the only person that can give her feedback is Nick Lachey, and I just know that doesn't go the way that it should go.
Oh, he gets pushed across the room and gets thrown through a wall. His wall is literally a cutout of his body because he's been thrown so many times.
Fuck. It's Looney Tunes in their house.
She just shows up. She does feel like she has like don't fuck with me vibes. Like,
oh,
I am, this is my show. Don't fuck
That's
with
why
me.
I'm like, did she get feedback? And that's how she took it. She's like, I'm going to fucking do what I want to now. I don't know.
There's a lot of people for her to grill if she chooses to. I just feel like she never does. She grills like the wrong person every single reunion.
She grills the person who's like honest, who's like, yeah, I fucked up. She's like,
did you?
It's like when she sees weakness, she latches on.
No, she does.
Yeah, and that's what this show, like, everything, every flaw that you have, even if they are, like, insignificant, get put on this, like, huge, like, you know, it's like a jumbotron of your stuff. So, yeah. Like,
I do feel like after every Love is Blind, there's all these new TikTokers that come out. They all try to start their own TikTok, mm-hmm. like you were saying.
They try.
And there is a Love is Blind TikToker podcast that started from like the
first. Yeah, yeah. I think it's Deep D and
yeah.
Yeah.
The people,
yeah.
What is it called? Like Behind the Wall or something?
I don't know.
Everyone always ends up going on there. And there's a certain amount of, and then I feel like they all kind of try to launch something on their TikTok.
They all try to, they're all there to become influencers. Because there's Hannah is the one this year that quit her job
to be there, which should have been the biggest red flag.
It's like
all.
You're there.
Hannah's
to,
the y'all.
Yeah. She's
what are you doing, Nick?
Oh, yeah. So right. That's Hannah. That's
a good
Yeah. You just wait. You gotta finish that now.
Maybe I'm wrong. I think Vanessa Lachey is gonna, like, love her.
Oh, probably.
Like, you're the best person on the
show. Post in the comments if we're wrong.
Yeah, let us know. Because this is what's also been shocking is on TikTok, there are people who have completely different points of view. Like, there were some cast members on Love is Blind where I'm like, that's the worst person. And people on TikTok are like, no, they're actually the best person. And I'm like,
yeah.
I think we should assume with reality TV that everyone's bad.
I can't wait for you to see the rest.
I can't wait. Maybe I'll finish all tonight.
Insane. Every season, I'm like, I'm not going to watch this season. And then the first episode gets put on and then I'm hooked. Because it's just, you watch it for the train wreck.
I
don't think anyone, I will say this. This is my only firm stance about Love is Blind this season. None of them should be married.
Should be buried.
None of them should be buried.
None
of them should be married.
Burn them all.
No.
Absolutely nobody should be married on that show. They are all bad for each other.
The one with military experience is awesome.
This is so intense. You're being so intense. I don't know if I agree with that.
Every single season they go, is love blind? And the answer is fucking no. We've proven it's no.
There has been success stories.
I know,
listen to this guy. Take a deep breath, bud. You're married.
This show makes me so mad.
There has been success stories.
There has been success
but
stories.
Not in this season. Because Leo is gone. And all
that was not gonna be a success story. That was a success for you.
No, literally all I wanted to do was fast forward through all the cringe parts, and I just wanted to put that in slow motion because I was like, this is the most insane scene I've ever seen. I felt like he had like a coach behind the scenes and was like, all right, Leo, this is how you're gonna go in. And he just like verbally like to all of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Another hot take. Because I am on, I'm riled up right
you
now.
You are riled up.
Whoa.
Please take one deep breath. Please take one.
Okay.
Ready?
For those listeners and watching, I'm not actually being that serious.
Actually, he is. The tension is palpable.
I don't care that much.
Oh my God, you can cut the tension with a knife in here.
I do think there are people on these shows, and we talked about this last time with Tommy, about being a reality show villain being like really hard to nail. I do think there are people who get on these reality shows and are like, I'm going to be like a villain. Like, that's their plan. Like,
It's their plan?
I don't know how real it is as much as they're like, this is my persona because I want to become famous and I want to do this, but I'm going to, and they try to nail that and it's so hard to do.
See, I always think it's the edit. I think people go on and they're like, here we go. But I think the people who are watching are like, there's our villain. There he is.
Yeah,
you're really right.
I think it's a mix of the two where like people may come on with ingenuine intentions and they're like, and if I get seen as the villain, I don't care. Or when someone comes in with a very like self-righteous attitude, like one of the latest Perfect Match seasons, there was this dude who was like, they edited so much in his favor, according to the other cast of this show, where it's like all previous dating show contestants on Netflix go and do this like game show competition. And
Jessica on it from Love is Blind?
I think so. Yeah,
her daughter.
Her daughter.
She left her daughter at Amber or Summer.
Yeah. And so like this guy, they go on and they're like so self-righteous and they think what they're doing is right. Like they genuinely believe what they're doing is right. And then they go home and then they see this edit that they were the complete villain or that everyone on social media is calling them the villain. And then sometimes they just lean into it.
Yeah, it's true. I wouldn't be surprised with any reality show if I met someone from it and they were the complete opposite of what the show depicted them as. Because editing can do so much. It's something I try to keep in mind. I mean, you fall victim to it of going like, I hate this person. Mm-hmm. But I also then at the end of the day, I'm like, okay, I know it's, even though it's reality TV, I have no idea what I'm watching. It's all fake to some degree.
I feel like the show that really does that the most is Survivor. I know you guys don't watch Survivor. I love Survivor.
I used to watch a ton of it.
But they literally create villains on that show. Yeah. And some people now that it's been so many seasons, well done, Jeff. people literally go on and they're like, I'm the villain of the season. But again, it's the edit that chooses.
Yeah.
Because the edit will choose different things that you do. And sometimes when you're an awkward guy, like there's a really, really awkward guy on right now. His name is Andy. And you literally look at him and you're like, oh my God, you're that toxic boyfriend who like hasn't gotten a girlfriend in a while. Like he's so goofy and toxic. And he's like, oh, I'm going to fool these people. And you're like, dude, they're five steps ahead of you right now. Stop.
It's Andy from The Office.
And then, no, literally. And then the other guy on it is like, Andy, he's so clumsy. And then there's like six different shots of him falling off a boat, falling off a hammock, falling into the fire.
He doesn't sound like a villain. I feel bad for him. He sounds like Mr. Bean.
No, he's not a villain. He's just one of those where you're like, oh God, you got to get voted out. So,
On the topic of like villains and whether people lean into it or not, can I bring up one of my first?
Yeah, who's on your feed right now?
So it's kind of dipped away recently. But did either of you see any stuff online about this girl with red hair who was getting dragged through the mud for dating her best friend's ex or something, and then how her response to it was like the nastiest
thing?
That
sounds awesome, though.
So this girl, she's gorgeous. She has red hair on TikTok, and she has a bad attitude. And I think that's the main thing is like, so the story is these two girls who are both on TikTok. One girl, I think she's blonde. She had a boyfriend. They broke up, and then very quickly this redheaded creator is seen in photos taken of them with the ex out to dinner, like very immediately after. And the original, the blonde, was like, hey, I heard that you were on a date with him. Like, what's up with that? And then
on TikTok?
Well, that's the personal back and forth that I'm aware of. And then online, people are like, ooh, this is happening. We saw the photos. And this redhead, she does this whole video where she's got like, I think she has like a boa on. She's just like very old Hollywood glamour. But she's like a Gen Z influencer.
Little old me didn't know what I was doing.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you owned him. He wasn't wearing a collar. And like that.
Oh, burn!
And like, always happens. This happened to Sabrina Carpenter and Olivia Rodrigo, where it's like there's a guy and there's whether or not there is like
real tension or not.
Or like not real tension, when there's like when you can't tell whether there was like overlap.
And the guy
overlap
is always just like
relationships.
Hey, what's
going on? Yeah, the guy is just there.
The guy doesn't do anything.
Doesn't get any flack, anything.
Yeah.
And so regardless of what happened, everyone has been so pissed off at her attitude and how she comes at with the these quips that are like so like Samantha Sex in the City, like, and it's honestly so funny. She posted a video where she's crying and being like, I'm getting death threats and all these things, and it's so funny that you guys think that I would actually cry on TikTok.
I don't know this person, but that sounds awesome.
I mean, people hate her.
She's wearing a boa. Come on, people.
It's kind of funny. And like, I think obviously, regardless of what happened, like in these situations, the dude is usually the problem, you know, like that, like, you know what I mean? Like, and I don't know like how all of that perfectly resolved, but like, can I show like just a vibe of her? Because she does these types of TikToks all the time where she's like, hello? Who is it?
Can I just...
Oh, Karma? Interesting. Like, that's like her, like...
Oh, yeah.
I
slam dunk.
Her so much. Because she doesn't give
Cruella DeVille
fuck.
Over here.
Literally.
Can I just say, I love, like... I was explaining what my feed is like. My feed is very, like... Mm-hmm. It can get a little bro-y. I try not to, but it can. But when I occasionally, somehow, TikTok will be like... You're going to want to see this. And it'll be like some girl will be like, okay, to address what's going on. I'm like, well, I got to know what's going on now. I'm like, I'm all in.
They're like, bro, hold on.
I got served one the other day. And I didn't get time to dig into this where like two different creators, these two women were both talking about how they're their ex-best friends. and they're telling how they became ex-best friends, and I was just like, I'm in. Like, yeah. What's going on? Yeah. I haven't followed up, but.
Can I, so do you want to like guess what a woman, like her name, like, so she's like early 20s vibes, what her name is?
She's early 20s vibes.
Early 20s. Oh, Natalie?
No. It's probably something French. Like Colette.
Colette?
Her name is Sophia Lacourte.
Sophia.
How did I know?
Sophia Lacourte.
It's like people just want to name their kids after like fragrance or like something French.
Fragrance.
Sophia is a gorgeous name.
Fragrance is a good name.
So let me see if I can find.
No, thank you.
This is my daughter, Fragrance.
Oh, oops, no.
I just followed her on accident.
Oops. Ooh, everyone's going to know.
Undo.
And they're going to hate you.
Let's see if I can get the one.
You followed me. Everyone wants to.
Can I show her really quick?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Some of you guys are acting like I drop kicked someone's puppy. I went on a date with a guy that was single. I guess the paparazzi cared and was commenting on his ex-girlfriend's stuff. Commenting on her post saying that me, Sophia Lacourte, was with her own name.
Sophia Lacourte.
She said her full name.
His ex-girlfriend texts me and says, "Hi, this is Hallie," because she knows I don't have her number because we're not friends.
Oh, I guess they weren't friends.
"I'm getting DMs that you were on a date with my ex last night."
So they weren't even friends.
Oh my gosh. Wait, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you owned him. He wasn't wearing a collar. Everyone in the situation was single and there was...
I love the way she talks. Because it's almost like she's pushing her lips up to a rose petal, but she's not quite touching the rose petal. And so she doesn't want it to fall, so she just keeps it right on the edge of the rose
petal. Crazy.
Yeah, and she likes videos where she's like, get ready with me to get canceled for being a woman, like, for dating. Like, it's very...
I kind of love her.
I know. It's very interesting where it's like, I think... she's not in the wrong, but people just don't like her attitude. You know what I'm saying?
Because she doesn't give a fuck.
Well, if she truly is dating her best friend's ex, that's
it's not
a
her best friend.
They don't even know each other.
They don't even know
each other.
They don't even have their numbers. Shane.
Where did this even start?
Like Shane. That.
They don't even know each other.
Did you listen to her TikTok?
This reminds me, though, of when we're reading Reddit stories and someone is writing a Reddit story where they're in the right, but the way they wrote it makes them an asshole.
Right.
And it's like, I just don't like you.
Right.
It feels very Sex and the City. It feels like this old school. She's wearing like a soft, pillowy pink sweater. Yeah. And she's just like, I don't understand what's going on. And I'm kind of like, dude, she's doing a full character and I love her for it.
Do you think she rehearsed those lines before she says them?
Like, I don't know. It might have been edited, but like she's always glammed up.
I have to defend myself again because everyone likes to pick on the ginger.
Names were never named.
Oh.
Her hair is stunning.
Oh, no.
This is the thing, though. Whenever people do that, I'm like, either you know exactly what you're doing, or you need to learn, like, when you say stuff like that on TikTok, what response do you think you're going to get?
Yeah.
I think she knows exactly what she's doing, which is why, I mean, I haven't watched any of her stuff. I don't know what she's saying. But just from what you showed me, I like her because I'm like, oh, she's meticulous about this. She knows exactly what she's doing.
And I like her as a character. I probably don't want to know this person in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Or that
sure.
Type of person.
If you were like, hey, do you want to come over for my birthday? She's like, oh, look, you're having a birthday again. I stepped in shit on my heel. And you're like,
stepped in
you're
shit?
Like, Sophia Lacourte, Sophia Lacourte, I'll call you by your full name. Can you just come on in and bring the cake that you brought? She goes, what cake? Oops. Like, because she would be exhausting.
Yeah. I wonder how much of it is like a persona, too.
Oh, yeah.
She says her full name.
Sounds like it's a character.
Me, Sophia Lacourte.
Yeah.
Oh, I should do a character, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Also, I could see Netflix being like, let's just, we're running out of ideas. No, let's just grab Sophia Lacourte and do a whole
thing. If Sophia Lacourte was a character, that character would like, if her and Brianna Boho were in a room, like if they had a sleepover, Brianna Boho would wake up and Sophia Lacourte shaved Brianna Boho's head. Like, that's what I feel like
Oops,
I envisioned in my head.
I couldn't shave your head.
Oh no, I didn't realize you owned that hair. It didn't have a collar.
She also feels very like Riverdale to me.
Yeah,
comes across very like, 40s. Like,
no, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Trying to do like golden era of Hollywood.
It's Sabrina Carpenter style. Like, yeah. It's because Sabrina Carpenter is really leaning into this old Hollywood, like Marilyn
Monroe
meets Audrey Hepburn vibe.
Her last music video, the taste with Jenna Ortega was very Death Becomes Her,
mm-hmm.
which I love.
She gets those old classic references in like everything she does. She's actually one of my other people I brought to talk about today.
I know you're obsessed with her.
Also, I know that you do an incredible impression of her.
No, but no.
Oh.
Well, oh.
It's hard because she's just really pretty. She's so pretty.
Stop. So are you. You're gorgeous.
No.
Bombshell.
No.
Shane's just like, he's like every other guy in these like exes being like, I can't believe he said that. I can't believe he said that. And Shane's just that guy right now. God.
What's going on?
Nightmare.
I definitely like in trying to contour and do my makeup like Sabrina Carpenter that day for the darts video, mm-hmm. I gave myself face dysmorphia of like, whoa, my face is not shaped like her face. And it like actually messed me up a little bit. She's like a perfect little, even her head is shaped like a heart. Like what the fuck?
Yeah.
She's so perfect. She's so perfect. She's so small.
She's so small. She's so tiny.
But I actually am obsessed with her, like, not just because she's so cute and hee hee ha ha. Like, I recorded and deleted a TikTok of wanting to just, like, rant about why the Taste music video, or no, the Please, Please, Please music video is so good. Mm-hmm. I obviously have, like,
Barry Keoghan.
Barry.
Sort of an evil person.
I love music videos. I have a passion for them.
You're very good at directing them.
I don't really think I've directed a music video.
Yes, you have. Basically, Anthony's Funeral felt like a music video to me. Okay, so.
Yeah, but the thing with Sabrina Carpenter's music videos and like the directors that she works with, I'm about to go in. Are you prepped?
Are you ready? Okay, stay silent. Actually, that's better for you.
Okay.
I'm about to go in. Oh, you feel so bad.
I just wanted to preface that I'm about to go in.
Go
okay.
in.
Okay.
Where? All right, get in there. Did I open the door for us?
We open it up there.
So the directors that she's working with, you can tell that they have a very good like pre-production style where they know exactly what's in what shot and when. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing. Like when we did Submissive and Breedable, those directors were like that too. Where yeah. they would, a take would be 0.2 seconds of an audio. And they go action here because I'm all about the, okay, cut. Back, okay, action, because I'm all about the, okay, cut.
Like, exactly what they
exactly
wanted.
Exactly each shot, and it's like so clear that hers are like that. That alone is a cool skill. But when you pair that with Sabrina Carpenter, who's such an incredible performer and actress, it's insane to me. Like, it's got to be such a talent. She's acting so well, but it's also, you have to be acting, and please, 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 that's the guy she's dating, and she's acting while simultaneously fucking lip syncing mm-hmm. while like and having to do those things, like that's got to be such a, you have to be really locked in, because for me I'd feel so uncomfortable to be having to do all of these things. Like I'm trying to look hot, I'm trying to get my words right, I'm trying to have a good performance. Like it's so impressive. Like in Taste, there's such quick shots that are happening, and she you could tell she put such incredible performance in just each minuscule shot that just yep. makes such a big amazing project. Like so good.
I agree. She's legit acting in that mm-hmm. while also like being collaborative with Jenna Ortega, who mm-hmm. like also has this incredible like horror aspect to her. So they're both doing it while like making the story really good about Death Becomes Her, doing her song, looking fly. Mm-hmm. I was like, where did you guys shoot this? It's gorgeous.
Yeah, and she looks like she's having fun too.
Yeah. She also feels like she's not like a pop star just coming in and like mm-hmm. separated from it. She feels very involved.
Yeah, it feels like that's what I would kind of define as star quality, is like it feels like she knows exactly how she's coming across on the mm-hmm. camera. Like she has exactly the idea of what she's trying to convey, what silhouettes she's creating, and like
yeah.
All the delivery is just so good. I like it. It definitely gives me imposter syndrome when I see a music video that I'm like, oh, don't know if I can get there, but I love it. And like I can sit and just appreciate something for how amazing it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so good. Mm-hmm. Like I think the Funeral music video is still something I'm like most proud of ever, because it was aesthetically so fun and
yeah.
All the wardrobe.
Also did it with a budget of a microscopic fraction of
right.
the budget.
Yeah, probably had. Like 1% of the budget.
Yeah, Sabrina probably yeah has a great high budget.
Yes, she does, and she deserves it.
Does she? So does she? She has a TikTok.
Sabrina, yeah. Yeah, and it seems like she's got like a team who maybe helps her out, but it's like, okay. It's very fun because she'll film a TikTok where someone took her song and like edited it. So it's like the lyrics are all different and weird, but she's like perfectly singing along to it. And just like she's showing her outfit for the show that night, like stupid stuff like that.
Oh, I saw that. Her red sparkly mm-hmm. one. Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, hi, Shane. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Hope all is well.
Yeah, things are going good.
Sometimes when we like to sit and show each other funny TikToks, and I have to go, I like a lot of Sabrina's Carpenter's TikToks, and I'm like, don't look at her. I keep scrolling, scroll past.
And I'm like, I don't care.
But I do.
Wow, that sounds like good stuff. When my husband shows me it, it's the dumbest videos I've ever seen. He showed me just yesterday, he was crying, tears. And he showed me this video, and I was like, okay. It was a kid telling his dad, he's like, I don't know where my balls are. My balls are gone. My balls are missing, Dad. And the dad's like, your balls are right there. He's like, no, they literally are gone. They sucked in my body. And he's like 7 or 8. And the dad's like from Jersey. He's like, go back to the bathroom, look in the mirror, your balls are there. And he's like, no, Dad, they're gone. And I'm sitting there on my Instagram, like, and Garde's tears streaming. And I go, does that happen often? He goes, yeah, sometimes your balls are just gone. And I was like, awesome. That was a great time.
Awesome.
So those are the shit that he sends me. It's great.
We have one video that I feel like is never viral enough. The Replenish video.
Oh yeah, Replenish is that's a legendary TikTok.
Yeah, that's one of those where it's kind of like my balls are going. It's like no, they're there. It's just like very like family dynamics.
It's this family and they're having an argument. The parents come upstairs and they're holding an empty Dr. Pepper
like soda can box. Yeah,
and they're just like what the fuck, Mikey. You didn't replenish. Like when you take Dr. Peppers from the fridge, you need to replenish them. And they're having this huge argument. And it's so fucking funny. Culminates.
It's like a cousin is staying over for the holidays.
Oh,
yeah. And he didn't replenish.
Just not having it. And the dad eventually calls up like his brother, like the uncle. And he's like, hey, so when you take a soda
like when
out
we were kids,
when
yeah.
you were kids, you took a soda out of the fridge, what would you do? And then you hear the uncle on the other line go, well, you replenish. and then the uncle goes, well, I think this is a microcosm of bigger issues. And then the cousin's just like, that's it. I'm out of here. He just leaves. It's so funny.
How old is the cousin?
This is,
they're in their
20s. He's in his 20s.
Oh, God.
It's literally like the dad's like, when we were the kid, when we would go to the basement, get a soda from the fridge, what would we do? He's like, you replenish. He's like, what the fuck? Danny doesn't fucking replenish.
It's so good. It's a classic. I get served so much of you see when I'm watching these ones. I get served this guy named Caleb Hammer, who is a finance.
I love that they're all first and last names.
Yeah, but Caleb Hammer is awesome. Known. He's a finance guy, and he has a podcast.
Oh, you told me about him.
Bro.
I brought my glasses because I want to do my impression of him.
Please.
I'm not even going to show you.
Courtney, you know the types of people they have on. So,
yeah,
like,
you got it.
The people that I think he's in Texas, and he brings on people who just... He brings on people who are horrible at finances and also don't seem to care. Like people who just put themselves in debt and are just kind of like, yeah, whatever. I don't.
Cringy.
But he's always losing his mind. And it's like this. Hold on.
Wow.
This is my impression. He's like, okay, so you're in $5,000 of credit card debt. You're paying 15% interest on your car. What are you doing?
I don't know. I
You don't know? You don't know? You got so much credit card debt. You opened up 10 cards and they're all at $2,000. You're paying 30% interest on this. What are you doing?
It's more money. I thought when I opened up credit card.
Oh my God.
Money.
You spit on your shirt.
Oh, my God.
That was excellent.
Anyone watching who has seen his videos knows that is a one-to-one impression.
Yeah.
No, we're going back to 22. No, we're going back to 2019 of 2051. How? How are we going back 5 years? Did you pay 2022?
No, I haven't filed 2022.
Oh. Oh, good.
I will say, wow. I would not want to go to a person
exactly,
like that.
Wow.
That is exactly
the
him.
Confidence of this man, and I love
he
it.
He brings on people, though, who are in like $500,000 of
I
debt.
I can't.
And it's not debt. Like, a lot of people are in that debt, and they can't help it. He brings on people who are just like, yeah, I spend $5,000 a day because I want to. And he's just like, what are you doing?
Does his glasses.
What are you doing?
He touches his glasses a lot.
Wait, I love this. It's keep so this funny. Character forever.
And so every time he comes up on my feet, I'm like, what did this person do?
Yeah, you're addicted.
So, I always feel bad. I'm like, why are you yelling at them? They came to you for this.
It's. I know. I feel bad too.
Maybe
but
they
I'm also like
it. You know how some people like fuck up and they're like, I need someone to just scream at me.
Maybe.
I know most people are in debt because of the way things work, but these specific people he brings on.
No, there
are
was
on
one guy who
level.
Like didn't even know how much he was paying in like rent or his house payment, and he was like, I don't know, like $16,000. They're like, he's like, what?
He's like, you think you're spending $16,000 a month? Like,
who? How old is he?
He's got to be like my age.
Yeah,
he's probably in his. He's 27.
He's 27. Who are his parents? I want to cut and see his dad, and his dad's exactly like that.
I wish I could pull up just
and
a
the
video.
The craziest thing was, like, one time he brought on this guy who was, like, kind of a fan of the show, and it went really poorly. Like, this person did not receive any feedback well. And then a couple years later, they decided to bring this guy back on. They're like, hey, like, you've been threatening to harm us. You've been begging us to... Like, you would only come on this show again if you could punch me in the face. Like, that's why there's a security guard with a gun behind you. And he's like, well, yeah. Well, you just think you know everything. And this person was clearly, like, dangerous, who he brought back on, who was, like, not necessarily well. But, like, he was just so unafraid. He's like, yeah, like, come. Like, the first time this person came was to his house, is where he was filming at his house. And then he brought this person back to talk to him again and, like, try to help him again.
Dude, this is why we love people like that, because they're just so unafraid. They don't give a shit.
To be unafraid is to be something I do not know about.
I kind of need to, like, see a clip of him so I can test this impression.
Number one on my list of people is Maxwell the cat.
Oh, okay. This fucking guy.
This
a-hole.
This is just a cat.
It is just a cat.
POV, you are an a-hole cat.
Is this
That's
with camera
TikTok.
On your cat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a camera
but
on this cat.
This guy.
I might know this cat. He's definitely not number one on mine, but I think that's awesome for you.
I can't believe he watches it. I think I've become a very sensitive person. Like,
okay,
it's
like watching, you have LaCourte, but it's like when a villain pops up on your feed and it's like, I gotta watch this villain.
Whoa, he just called you out.
This cat is the biggest villain on my TikTok page.
Wow.
So this cat. The owners put a little camera on his collar, right? And he's an outdoor cat. They let him roam around town.
I've seen this cat.
And this cat, whenever he sees another cat, chases him down, beats the shit out of him.
Yeah. And when you say chases him down.
Chases them down. And every cat, when they like, a cat will come around the corner and see him, and they'll be like,
yeah.
And they'll run.
And his
and
name
Maxwell's
is Maxwell?
Like, Max. Yeah, Maxwell and the cat. Well,
he'll chase them to the point of his own exhaustion.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I've seen
look at him.
Videos. I've
look
seen it.
Look at him.
It.
Look at him. Look at him. Just coming up on him. Just like, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Dude, it's terrifying. Like, I know.
So I've definitely seen this because this guy stops at nothing. He almost gets run over by other cars.
Oh, he'll do anything to beat up a cat.
It's crazy, dude.
It's awful.
Maybe it's
shit.
The parents who raised him.
Maybe this cat takes steroids, and maybe they had a little bit of.
No,
this cat just goes like this to other cats.
This cat punches a neck. Like
this cat is the Thanos of cats. I'm not kidding.
I think
this
he
cat
wishes
is
he was Thanos.
Evil. Evil cat.
Hey, but the thing is,
occasionally you'll get a TikTok of him with like a kitten nearby, and he's being very, very sweet.
He sucker punches cats.
Oh,
like he's sucker punching other cats, and like catching them always by surprise. It's never like an even duel that was consented. I mean, what battle is real? I mean,
no, it's full wilderness out there. But Maxwell,
is
devious.
Here's mine. So I have a little fun one. I don't know if you guys have seen. Him. He is called Santa Corky.
Santa Corky?
On TikTok.
No.
I don't know how Santa Corky is going to last because he literally is just Santa.
okay.
on TikTok.
Oh, it's a Santa. It's not a dog.
It's not a dog. It's a Santa.
No, no, no. And he has 2.2 million followers.
Oh.
James knows what I'm talking
about. Yeah, but it's November. I mean, his time is upon us.
Okay. Well, he's from North Pole Nation. Love that, cutie pie. He does a lot of lives, and he's not rude. He's so sweet, and
he's Santa.
He has, like, a wife, kids, nieces, and nephews who film every video of him.
Look at this.
You know, look zero, how cute zero, he is.
Zero. Oh, that's a perfect Santa right there.
No, I know. He's perfect. Santa. And he had one live where he was hoping to get more million followers, and the whole live is him smashing a cake in his face. And there's so many kids.
Whoa.
I don't know if there was nieces and nephews just giggling. Just
Whoa,
giggling.
Santa,
and
stop
giggling
it.
Giggling in the audio?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. What? So this is the kind of thing that I watch.
Creepy.
So it sounds, yeah.
Okay, I don't feel as bad about Maxwell the cat now.
I'm feeling a little cringed by him at times just because, like, he's a lot. Let's play it.
Your husband's like why are you cringe? Sweating watching that?
Look at that peach! No, he just wants followers.
Aww.
Where's the cake?
Wait, is this the cake one? Oh, here it is.
Oh, Santa!
The elves are laughing.
Oh.
So when I watch this, I can only get through half because everything inside me goes, ew. ew. But I, you know when you put on Christmas music around Thanksgiving?
When did you start getting served Santa?
A while ago.
You've been watching Santa all year?
No, not all year.
He's got work to do.
A while ago. Here's the thing. My algorithm is so weird. It's like Akatar AI. It's weird women.
Yeah.
It's weird women being like, hello, I'm getting dressed up for the holidays. And I've already looked and Tommy has sent it to me. because him and I enjoy older women on TikTok who have 5 followers.
Yep.
So he's been sent to me and it's like a love hate. So you guys totally. Like villains.
I got some of those. Yeah,
he's like so cringed for me, but I want him to do well.
Sure,
I want him to survive.
Of course,
you know it's like when you listen to Christmas music and you're like, I can't believe I'm doing this, but here we go. Michael Bublé, where have you been? Oh, it's Christmas. You're back, and it's kind of like that. Except with Santa.
Oh my God, I that.
It's kind of crazy to me. It was on when I was on So Random. I met one for the first time, but like there are
Santa.
I met a Santa actor. Sorry. I met a Santa actor, and it's a real career.
No, I know.
They do it year round. And I remember talking to him a bunch and being like, so what's your year like? And they're like, well, during most of the years when you're shooting commercials and stuff, because
that's what they do. They get called in for commercials all the time.
In springtime, mm-hmm. you're shooting commercials mm-hmm. and things that'll air at Christmas time. And then Christmas is when you're doing the like live circuit of in-person events and stuff. And I was like, I didn't realize. And some Santas, though, that Santa's really good.
This one is like TikTok profesh.
Because, like, you know, most actors and stuff, I'm like, hey, I don't want to judge off looks or anything.
Like, you're Santa passing.
But when it comes to Santas, I see some Santas, and I become like the old evil Hollywood manager in my head, and I'm like, you don't got what it takes. You don't got the look. You're not Santa.
That's incredible. Is that a cigar in your
hand?
That's a
cigar.
No, the little penis.
No, but you see some Santas, and I'm like, my God.
Santa.
We got to sign you. You're a star.
Jesus Christ. He's like Miracle on 34th.
Yeah, he's a classic Santa.
I know.
He's got to put a bottle of Coke in that guy's hand.
Oh, my God. I love those. See, this is why I watch it, because I'm like nostalgic.
No, when a Santa puts a Coke in his hand, I'm like, let fucking go.
And when it's the, when it's the glass Coke.
Hey, settle down,
oh,
honey.
Yeah. Go, Santa.
Coca-Cola.
Bring that polar bear and let's go down that fucking mountain.
No, and it's so cold around him.
It's freezing Santa.
There's the steam coming off his breath. He's got the
Shane,
Coke.
You can go. You can go, Shane. Go. Because we are opening a glass bottle of Coca-Cola and we're sliding down a fucking mountain with polar bears that aren't going extinct. Not in this world. Fuck. Anyways, I knew that he would bring up some good memories.
Oh, my God.
I have one more. You have one?
Okay, I have a quick one, and then I'm I have a lot, but this one's the only.
I have a Christmas related one. Once you're done,
maybe you should just do that.
Okay.
Do the Christmas related one.
Okay, you got Santa. See, this is the thing. It's November.
It's November 4th.
People talk about Mariah Carey getting unfrozen around this time.
Oh, she's no. I think she's on her way out.
For sure.
Totally cool.
There is someone more important to me around Christmas time now. And Courtney, you know. His name is Anouk. And he is the embodiment of Christmas for me now.
Yep.
This guy is incredible. He's a TikToker. He sings. He sings all sorts of songs.
Okay.
He's a beautiful man.
He's gorgeous. He has a million filters on. I have a photo of him. I obviously can't play.
He's got contacts on. He's got...
Whoa.
This is him.
Anouk.
This is him. This is what he looks like. In his videos, he looks like this too. He's always got that smile. He's always got a little bit of a smile, a little bit of a smirk.
English is not his first language.
I see blue eyes. I don't think he speaks any English.
Awesome.
I'll be completely honest. But that's kind of the beauty, is that in his music, you're like, oh, the lyrics don't even matter. But he has one that is his best, and it's the Christmas song. It's Chestnuts Roasting Over an Open Fire.
Open Fire, yeah.
Now, I have listened to it so much that my impression of him is the only time I think I can actually sing. And it starts like this. It starts off with the beautiful music.
Oh, here we go.
And you should pull it. You can just look up Chestnuts on TikTok, and you'll find it. And he'll just be like, Chestnut roasting on an open fire.
Whoa!
And it's like that. And it's gorgeous, and he's gorgeous.
Yeah. Nipping at your nose.
I love him.
He's Jack amazing. Frost nipping at your nose.
Jesus.
It's incredible, dude.
I want this. Does he ever do
incredible.
Lives?
Incredible. Yes, he does do lives.
And he does lives, and he'll duet with other people to do karaoke, and their other people are always so bad. They're always so bad. And he's like,
his two best performances are Chestnuts, and as well as Careless Whisper. He crushes
George Michael, Careless Whisper.
Yeah, he crushes it. No, Anouk is top three TikToker.
I will be following Anouk.
Oh, absolute legend.
Where is he from?
No idea.
Awesome.
And you know what? I'd rather keep him bathed in mystery.
Whoa! You'd rather keep him bathed?
Bathed in mystery.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
You thought I was crazy about Santa going down a mountain with a Coca-Cola? You've got Anouk bathed.
That's right.
With chestnuts.
That's right.
Holy shit.
He's the best.
I knew it. Christmas is just brings out all these weird...
Hold on. I want to see if I can... If I look up chestnuts, will I just get the original?
You will.
Chestnuts should be
on everyone's...
No!
Whoa.
This is why you're an idiot for not having chestnuts roasting out of a fire on your chestnuts. Media playlist this year.
Whoa! Let me see him.
Tell me I didn't nail that earlier.
Mars. I love him.
He's amazing.
Stunning?
He is. There's an argument to be made that he might be an angel.
Kissed by an angel. My God.
I just love. He has such a fan base on TikTok that at one point in like March, I did an impression of him, and it got like 2 million views, and people were like, oh my God, chestnuts. I was like, everybody knows. Like, everybody knows the glory of Anouk.
I
hope
wait.
I'm pronouncing that right, but
we'll never know.
I love him.
I'm going to follow him.
He's lovely. He is lovely.
I hope he doesn't get canceled or something. I would be devastated.
I feel like he's too busy with his craft anything. He's just doing what he loves.
He's too busy with all the filters
singing
the eye contact.
Gorgeous music.
He's working really hard.
I'm never gonna dance again. Like that's, you know, it's just.
I can't wait. I'm gonna follow him and listen.
You're about
to
have the best time.
I already do. I've got Santa smashing his face with cake.
We have one Christmas decoration that's in our like little storage
thing.
And it looks like a little radio mic, kind of like this, but it's like the 50s one. And you can record and play stuff like back and like leave messages for people as they go by. But I think we've left it for 2 entire years in a row. It hasn't changed.
And it speeds up. So whatever you put
and
in it,
warped
it speeds
if it's
it
in
up
there for a long time.
So you'll be like, hey, how's it going? It'll be like, huh, how's it going? I'm like, whatever. So, but you press it right now, it goes, chestnut roasting on.
Yeah, and we've left it as that. We haven't touched it because we used to like leave funny like inside jokes or whatever as we passed through.
Aww.
But then the last 2 years we've just kept yours.
That's really cute.
It's the heart of Christmas. I wish if he dropped an album. If he dropped an album, I'd be first.
Oh my god,
line.
Get it on vinyl right now.
Wait, why doesn't he drop an album?
Maybe he does. I need to check.
He needs to make a cover album.
Oh,
you should message him.
We should message
him. On.
Like, wait.
Oh my god.
You should message him. Wait, if we got him on, you said he has a bunch of filters on. What is he gonna look like?
What if he looks exactly like
and he's
that?
Like,
what if he literally shows up and he's just got that aura?
I feel like he would.
I feel like if he didn't, you would be crushed.
I'd be devastated. I don't know if I can meet him.
Okay.
Do you think if Tommy Wiseau started in LA, like in the era of TikTok, what do you think, like,
I think
that
he
would have been?
Do well.
Do you think Tommy Wiseau would be huge right now?
Like,
without all the other stuff?
Not nice to women, though, actually.
I think he would just be, would just be another guy. There's like a million Tommy Wiseaus on TikTok every day.
Did you read the book? The Disaster Artist?
No.
Oh my gosh, you got it. Because did you watch the movie?
Yeah.
Okay. So the movie is a third of the book.
The book is written by him?
No. The book is written by the friend, the younger guy.
Okay.
Who stars in the movie as well. He writes this book about how when he first came to LA, and it's like how he met this guy and like what it was like just like dealing with him on a daily basis. While it would cut between their life in LA, and then it would go back to, okay, so now we're back on set and it's been 6 months of filming and all this horrible stuff. You got to read it. It's so good.
Okay.
It's so good.
Before we move on, Amanda, there is someone who is very famous in these past couple months that I feel like you would love.
Okay.
Are you aware of the Pickle Man? So
I feel like this.
Okay,
happens.
Some people in this room know the
Pickle Man.
No. This isn't.
Isn't
this isn't like that. This
isn't
like that. This is these past couple months. So there was the Renaissance Fair in New York. It's a pretty big one.
Yeah.
And there's a guy there. So there's always a pickle stand at Renaissance fairs. Mm-hmm. Pickles are a big deal at the Renaissance Fair.
Okay. Yeah.
So the Pickle Man at the New York Renaissance Fair became a celebrity.
What?
Because he just was dedicated to his craft. Here, I have a video. It's my most recent liked. This is his vibe.
I will pickle you with this pickle.
Yeah. This is his vibe. So much.
That bag is too small for that pickle.
He's doing the most. When you order a pickle,
you need some
prepare
help.
Yourself.
Oh, his voice is clear your mind of doubt.
Yes.
He's also 15?
I think he's an adult.
I don't know.
What is this? This is actually Leo from Love is Blind.
And then
he looks
twists.
Like Leo.
Look at that. I realize rock music is in the background of that.
Yeah,
so
Shane,
we'll
what a noob.
I'm
what
sorry,
a noob way to
state. He looks like Leo from Love is Blind.
But yes, he just puts so much effort and he's got the voice that you can't believe.
He does that to every
and,
single
and
person
so
who orders a pickle.
He'll wrap what he does is he wraps the pickle and he does this thing where he's like and then he holds it up and he's like, and he I bless you. This pickle in the all the things good and pickled. Like he just goes all in.
Dude.
And people have there's like
every
a line.
Time, yeah.
There's a huge line to get a pickle from him.
What if there wasn't TikTok or Instagram finding these gorgeous characters, gorgeous people? Because
honestly, that makes it more special.
Yeah. I love it. There is no celebrity as good as like these small little special stars that we get from TikTok. Like this guy at this location who does this one thing. And he does it better than anyone in the world.
I love that.
Like that's the best.
That makes me want to go to Ren Faire.
Have you? You've never been, right?
I've been to Ren Faire when I was a kid.
Okay, well, now that you're an adult and you've just read all of ACOTAR, we're fucking going.
Amanda, you would love the Renaissance Fair.
And we're going to dress you up.
Everyone's a character.
As what? A fairy?
Dude, Lizzie and
our fairies everywhere.
James, they are professional Renaissance goers.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be a fucking fairy?
I kind of want to be a jester next time.
You will actually...
Can I be honest about ACOTAR? Is... I don't relate to any of the women in it. I relate to Cassian. Is that wrong?
I don't think that.
You're
my friend who's reading it was like, dude, you are so Cassian. And I was like, what?
Honestly?
I thought the same thing.
Honestly, I see it. I see it because you're so comfortable and you've been through some shit and everything's sex and horny.
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
Exactly. Cassian is like a siphon fucking hot war person who loves his brothers and just, you know, tames the wild lady. That's me.
And I just know everyone casts the people in those books as like these young TikTok fuckboys. Yeah. Like, but I see them all as like older. I see Cassian being played by like
Javier Bardem or something crazy. I'm kidding. No.
I love playing. I like. I love casting those books in my head. Up until recently, I was like, "Oh, Blake Lively could be Morrigan," but not anymore. Probably.
It ends with us.
It ends with Cassian.
Yeah, exactly. So I could dress up as Cassian, and no one would bat an eye.
I don't think so. You could dress up as whatever at the Renaissance Fair, and nobody's going to
care.
People
dress up as stormtroopers and go.
Yeah.
Why?
People do anything.
Because it's the Ren Fair, baby. It's whatever you want.
The Ren Fair is truly the weirdest thing you'll ever go to. Mm-hmm. It's where a bunch of nerds go to get super trashed.
And play games.
You will see the drunkest. You'll see the drunkest person you've ever seen in your life there. And they're dressed as a monk.
Yeah, they got
drinking Trappist beers.
And they got a goat's horn.
I love that.
Yeah.
How have I missed out?
There's a joust. There's a queen. That
you're
comes
gonna love
on
it.
A parade.
Well, it's in a few months, so we'll go.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. Anyways, I love talking about
guys.
Characters.
I think we have to do like a part three of this because we have two parts of this. If you haven't seen the first one, Are These People For Real? Go back and watch it.
Yeah.
Because there's always so many amazing characters.
Yeah. That's I didn't even get to get into my animal psychic that I follow.
You have an animal psychic that you follow?
I follow animal psychic.
You don't know about that?
I didn't get into magic grandpa.
I didn't get into a lot.
There's no magic grandpa.
There's a magic grandpa. I follow the guy. He's an old grandpa, British grandpa, who does magic tricks. And I don't think I get ASMR, but sometimes when I watch his stuff, I'm entranced. And he just very quietly just like, okay, so what we have here is three cups. And we're going to put the bowl in this cup.
Has anybody seen the guy that live streams like he's in black and white and is actually in the 40s? Like it fully looks like you're looking into the 40s.
Live streamers
stream
on TikTok are another thing.
And he talks one?
We need a part three.
Yeah.
ASAP.
Too many characters out there.
Too many characters.
Well, thank you, Courtney, for being incredible and being here with us today.
Thanks for letting me be here. Thanks for yelling at us as a tax person.
What are you doing? Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. Oh.
Guys, follow that guy and don't get your taxes.
Get your money right.
What?
What?
Go vote. Vote.
Yeah, go
do
vote.
Do your taxes. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Love you.